Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How are you doing?
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
In this episode, we're just going to talk about some general things and also about what's happening around us. First of all, I've got to say that the restrictions on the COVID in England have started to disintegrate now, and people are meeting up all over the place, and I'm hearing about illegal block parties everywhere. And that is a cause for concern because the pandemic's still with us, and for 2 weeks they may not think they've got anything wrong with them. But after that 2 weeks, they may well have the coronavirus. Goes for the same with the people that were packed onto the beaches, the people that were protesting, and the people who were rioting. You know, they're the ones now that are going to cause the next spike in corona, if there is one. I mean, I can't believe how stupid people are. And from today or tonight, the pubs in England will be open, but how many will be there, I don't know, because they've got to take notice of the social distancing. Same with restaurants and bars and anything else where people usually meet to have a good time. But the news we've had that martial arts clubs still can't meet up, which is really bad for us and for every single martial art club out there. I suppose if you meet up outside in a park and you do the social distancing, you can do a lot of the solo stuff, you know, the shadow fighting, footwork, working on your hand speed, your footwork speed, everything like that you can do. But you can't do things like pads, you know, focus mitts, that kind of thing. I mean, you could probably work on a heavy bag as long as nobody's close to you. And at the moment, at our club, I'm trying to get everyone through Messenger to do a 60-second video or a 60-second tip for the martial arts, so that everybody gets one in and we can put them up on our channel, because a lot of channels are suffering. I mean, there are some channels that don't suffer at all because they only take their videos from inside their little office, filming themselves talking about stuff, whereas our videos are of us training together with weapons and unarmed. And at the moment, we're not allowed to meet up and do anything like that. We've heard on the grapevine that it could be October when we're finally allowed to meet up and train again. I mean, that's another 3.5-4 months away. So, you know, it's really, really not fair on all of us, on everybody who likes to train in that way. I mean, everyone's trying their best to train at home in the little space they've got. And some people have got really tiny spaces and it's very hard for them to train any weapons, and they're just having to stick with the unarmed. Some people have got a lot of space where they can train the weapons. They're the lucky ones. But it is difficult all round for people to train. Now, on my last podcast, I did a brief history of the quarterstaff. It's something I wrote a long time ago. But, you know, sometimes it's easier to listen than it is to read. So I'm going to be doing that maybe over the next few months. A few things that I've written, I'm going to put onto the podcast as a podcast episode. And hopefully, more people will get to know about the teachings of the English martial arts and the people who train and teach it. To some people, our club is a pugilism club. We do pugilism. But it's not. It's an English martial arts club. It's a weapon-orientated art. And we also have a really unique unarmed system. We have our bare fist, and completely separate from the English martial arts, we also teach people what we call four point, which is an unarmed self-defense system with techniques taken from Western and Eastern styles. And it is purely for self-defense. It's not for training and then going into the MMA cages. Absolutely not for that. It is purely for protecting yourself when you need to. And if anybody wants to know more about that side of it, just get in touch with us through our website, contact Neil, and he'll be happy to tell you everything you need to know. And if you want to come along for a training session and experience either the English martial arts, the pugilism, or the unarmed art called four point, just get in touch and we're happy to help you along the way. One thing I have to speak about as well, especially as I've mentioned self-defense, is the fact that when you, obviously they don't report it on the news because it doesn't follow their narrative, but if you look and you scan across lots of different news sites on the internet, some of them are stupid, some of them are comedy ones, and a lot of them are real ones, and you see these mobs attacking single people all at once, you know, very, very rarely do you see a one-on-one in these situations. And self-defense people and the people that teach self-defense have really got to take this into consideration. And a lot of them are using weapons as well. You get four, five, six people all ganging up on one person. Two or three of them are armed with sticks or whatever, knives. The others are kicking them in the head with boots and shoes and stamping on them, you know, and really, things have got to be developed to cope with this kind of thing. And that is exactly what we're doing with our martial art. When we get back, we are going to be using defences to try and actually stop this kind of thing happening, to stop being taken down to the ground and to stop being smashed up by multiple attackers. Not that it's going to be foolproof. It's not. I mean, and a lot, and some of the time, not a lot, but some of the time it may not even work and you may still get your head kicked in. But at least you're going to be trying to survive and to stay on your feet and to, you know, fight back. And that's the aim of what we're going to be teaching, how to cope with it if it goes wrong, as well as how to deal with it if it goes right. Yeah, you've got all these mobs out now, like Antifa, who love ganging up on people, all these middle-class, upper-middle-class tarts ganging up and steaming into people with, you know, six or seven of them, and there's just one person, you know, and the average person who just goes to demonstrate for the, you know, which is their right to do, is getting bashed up by these people for no good reason, except that these mentally unstable people actually think that these people are, I mean, racists or bigots or something, when really they should look closer at home, because the ideology they follow has caused more people to die than any other ideology in the world and in history. And who funds these people, for Christ's sake? I mean, our government should be doing more to find that out and worry about the mugs that they recruit, because they are. I mean, look at it. When they go into prison, they're going to be so scared and they're going to get bummed because they look like little girls, these blokes. They really do. They're not men really at all, even if they've got the age. They're just, you know, it's going to be a really, really bad time for them. Especially in the States, my God, they're going to suffer. But less of the politics, if that was political, not just an opinion on what's happening. Plus, I think Antifa was are now recognised as a terror organisation in America, which rightly so they should be, because they try and destroy from within the worst kind of people. But back to the arts. Now, with the modern stuff, well, it's not modern stuff, but with the self-defense system we're going to teach, we're going to use modern-day weapons. You know, things like keys and like torches on your keychain, whistles, things you can pick up like short sticks. We're going to use walking canes. Women can use their handbags. We can use credit cards and hairspray and deodorant into the eyes, blah, blah, blah. You get the drift. And with the unarmed, we're going to aim for vital points such as the eyes, throat, solar plexus, the groin, the side of the neck, the top of the head, the back of the head, the spines, ribs, you know, solar plexus, all the places that will really, really hurt if you get a good old hit or strike into them. And we're going to use, you know, all the equipment to help build power, such as focus pads, maybe heavy bags. We're going to get padded people up so they can just go to town on each other to improve their accuracy, their speed, their power and their footwork. You know, it's all going to go in tandem. But if you do come to us, you don't have to learn that side of it. You can just learn all the weapons and go through your gradings. And also you can learn the bare fist, which is a great fighting art in its own right. You know, it really is. It will take people out like nothing you've seen before. And the weapons, you know, the systems of weapons we teach, all based on the principles. They're just, it's a great, great set of weapons we have, and we keep on building the portfolio of the weapons we're teaching within the English martial arts. And, you know, if you want to come along and just learn the classical stuff, that's absolutely fine. But if you want to come along and learn that and the self-defense fighting side, that's great as well. And you can just come and learn the self-defense side if you want. You don't have to touch the classical weapons at all. But if you do take up the weapons and the bare fist, as well as the iron arm, you will learn so much more, because if you will learn about the principles, you and how they govern, how you move, and how not to move, how they govern how you use the weapons and you're unarmed. And it's really worthwhile learning everything we have to offer. Okay, it takes quite a long time to completely go through everything and learn everything, but you'll be the better for it. Okay. Thanks for listening to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.